Hey everyone, welcome back to my podcast. It's Kira. I have not been on here for a while. I completely forgot about this. Totally sorry about that. But I am back, and today we're not going to be talking about just one thing, but all of Roblox, technically. So, I guess Roblox has been doing a lot of crazy updates lately, like how they came up with voice chat for people 18 and over. And no, it's not about if your account is ages 18 and over. It's if you actually, you have to show your own identification, which is pretty cool, I guess. But again, little kids can probably steal their parents' IDs and scan that. But anyways, I doubt less kids will, that will be happening less than if they had it to where your account had to be 18 and over. But yeah, I think it's pretty cool. It is a huge step into the future, but that's okay. But they also have permanent display names now. I remember they had it where you had to change your, is it VPN, to Germany to get it, and everyone's like, ugh, and I couldn't find a good VPN, so I just didn't, but then I finally got mine, so that's pretty cool. And, let's see, what else? What are they working on? They're working on a few things. I don't remember what they were, but I saw them. But I guess we can talk about a little bit of Bloxburg. Bloxburg has been doing really good with their sales and everything. Their updates are being really cool. I checked out their summer update, and it's so freaking cute. Their updates have gone wild, and they're so advanced, and it's so cute. Another thing is Adopt Me. OMG. Adopt Me is be like one of the most popular games on Roblox. No, Brookhaven is completely smashing them in the face. As much as I don't like either of the games, I really believe Adopt Me should get more hype than Brookhaven. I guess a lot more smaller kids play Brookhaven. Older kids can play too still. I'm not assuming anything. But I am just saying that, like, more of the younger crowd plays that game and does, like, little role plays. And I know Adopt Me isn't known for their role play anymore, and they're known for their trading. And a lot of people who aren't, like, quote-unquote rich and don't have too much to trade usually give up and just go roleplay somewhere else, because I guess people don't welcome roleplayers in Adopt Me anymore. When I don't see them, and whenever someone does, they get hated on so much for it. Like, for what, bro? But anyways, yeah. If you hear me sipping, that's because I'm drinking water, because I can't talk for like 10 minutes straight without not having to drink water. But yeah. So, I guess Brookhaven, the way it's made, though, the things, how do you make profit off of it? Because I can tell you, I guess people will buy premium, but all their, like, stuff, all their, like, roleplay items are all free. Like, if they put that out for money, people would most likely buy, like, the explosives so they can explode the wall or whatever. Lots of, like, YouTubers like Santa and Leah Ash or whatever they are would probably spend thousands of Robux just to, like, do, like, hacks or trends on those games for their videos. I'm just saying, like, they could have made a lot of profit off of this, but who knows how they're doing it. I haven't checked out all of their game passes, so I have no idea. But, like, games like Bloxburg and Adopt Me, on the other hand, Adopt Me, they have, like, hoverboards, and you can buy money. You don't have money in Brookhaven. But I guess it is a nice game for role players who don't have Robux or don't want to spend their Robux on stuff. So yeah, I guess it's kind of nice for them, but they're spending a whole bunch of time making this game. Well, actually, who knows how long they're spending to make that game. Less than Adopt Me, though. But they're not making any profit off of that. So I don't know. You never know. I don't know. But yeah. And if my voice is super loud today, I'm sorry. I'm wearing my AirPods, and it's probably picking up my voice so much louder than usual. So I'm trying to talk quieter. But yeah, so I know this is a little random and not Roblox related, but there's 173 days until Christmas, so yeah. I have a little Christmas problem, if anyone didn't know, and I'll definitely make a Christmas special podcast once it's Christmas, if I still do this. Who knows? Roblox will be shut down by then. I'm kidding. Hopefully it's not, because it's literally saving me. But a game I've been really obsessed with lately is Murder Mystery. I'm, like, on level 108. Not that much, but I'm making progress. I have, like, the only good thing I have in there is, like, a heart blade, because my friend and I was doing we were doing a cross trade, and they gave me egg blade for, like, some adopt me pets that I gave them. I don't know. But if you guys want to do some cross trading with me, I have a few, like, adopt me pets, or, like, some more mystery items, or Bloxburg cash. DM me. My Discord is, let me see, it's K, capital K with a period, oh no, capital K, so my name with a capital K, sorry, my name with a capital K with a period at the end, number 4833, so yeah, sorry. that probably made no sense. Kiro with the capital K, period, number 4833. So yeah, and just DM me, and we'll send me a friend request first, and we will talk about it. Also, no, I don't have any raw items. I gave all my raw items to my friends, including my heals, my sets. I didn't have any halos, but that friend now has 4 halos, and they're going so much on my game. I'm proud of them. I don't know. He's, like, the best. Anyways. So, I'm not talking about, like, any Roblox games, so I'm talking about me and my personal life at the moment. I'm sorry. I get off track a lot lately. So, back to Bloxburg. Yeah, I think they had a lot of profit off things. People buying money, people buying the double floor game pass, the premium, OMG. What is the point of premium? What exactly does premium do? Does it only give you, like, the B-Bucks, doesn't it reduce the half amount of your bills? I feel like that's what I've heard. But anyways, also, if any of you have Discord and are listening to this and want to be on my podcast, let me know in my DMs, and I will possibly set you up with a friend sharing one where we can both be on the podcast at different times. When we're not even in the same country, house, or whatever. But please, speak American. I mean, oh my god, people are gonna come at me for saying American. Crap. I'm sorry. English. Oh my god, I feel like a horrible person. I'm not even American. I'm Australian. Oh. I'm sorry. I have problems. I feel really bad. Please don't come at me and try to cancel me. Thanks. But anyways, real high. Their new summer set is super cute. OMG, their sets and their halos are getting so much better and so much more advanced. And they are so beautiful. Like, I want them in real life. I want them in real life so bad. And the Mimic, I couldn't last maybe 20 seconds in that game. let's see. What other games? I've been working at that Serendipity game I was talking about in one of my last podcasts, Serendipity Support Center. I'm working there, attending trainings. If you guys want to go and I can train you now. So, last time I was there, I don't think I could train. Last time I was on this podcast, I don't think I can train. I don't think I was on the right, unless I was. I might have been. I might have been, like, a junior specialist or something. But I actually couldn't train as a junior specialist, so yeah. But anyways. So, yeah, well, thank you guys. I guess I'll call this the Coming Back Podcast. And a little apology for some of the things said in this video. I mean, podcast. My brain. End of the day, you know. Not working brain. But anyways, thank you so much for listening. And I hope you enjoyed this podcast. And, yeah, make sure to DM me if you wanna join me in anything I've said earlier, past 9 minutes. So thank you. Bye.